That's 970-587-5450. No phone calls, please.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
American Freedom Network, and you know, as we sit in our homes this morning, why, of course, war is spreading in Georgia, and potentially between Georgia and the Soviet Union. The Georgians, tanks and planes have bombed a breakaway province, and the Soviet Union is beginning to mobilize its forces in support of the rebels in opposition to the Georgian government to bring them to heel, and a war is eminent in that part of the world. In addition to more naval flotillas, major task force, naval task force, are moving towards the Gulf, the Persian Gulf, Kuwait, according to the Jerusalem Post this morning, is completing its plans for war in that area. And a war with Iran, I believe, is certainly a very real possibility in the not-too-distant future. And the American people go blithely along their way with really no real concern about what's going on. Well, you cannot understand anything going on in the Near East, the Middle East, in Russia, going on here in the United States. The so-called battle between Obama and John McCain for the presidency of the United States. Why the price of oil skyrocketed up and now seems to be skyrocketing down? Who's in charge? Who's ordering these things? Who's manipulating what's going on in the world and bringing countries into war and peace and conflict and of course, the forces behind the inflation that threatens the value of our currency? It threatens to destroy the financial infrastructure of our society. We live in an uncertain world. People don't like to think about it. Much nicer to think about Paris Hilton and Britney Spears and who's sleeping with who in Hollywood, rather than the important issues that affect us and generations yet unborn. Well, to address some of these problems and perhaps to explain what's really going on in the world today, we have us with an old friend. I haven't talked to him in some while, but we just bought his book. It's just back in print. It's called The Shadows of Power. And there really is an elite that rules the world. And to address one of them, James has written a wonderful, wonderful book about an organization located at 58 East 68th Street in New York City. I've spent weeks going through their files, and yes, even some of their files that nobody else has ever been through. A unique opportunity to do the fundamental research that has at least has given us some glimpse behind that veil of secrecy that shrouds the people who rule the world. Good morning, James. How are you?
Very good, Dr. Stan. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm glad your book is back in print, and Shadows of Power has sold very well through the years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's sold over 100,000 copies and still in print after 20 years.
Well, why don't you just introduce the whole idea? First, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself? They don't know you. They've never talked to you or heard you talk to before, but you've been around for a long time, almost as long as I have. You've written extensively on Darwinism and others, but certainly 20 years ago you wrote this book about the people who work behind the veil. So you pick the story up.
Okay. I have a couple areas of interest. One is the creation versus evolution debate, and I've written a couple of books on that and give PowerPoint lectures on it. But today we'll be focusing more on politics. And 20 years ago I wrote The Shadows of Power, and it deals with the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a shadow government. It's the elite who really call the shots for our government, but stays behind the scenes. The public doesn't really know about it. They've been in existence since 1921 when they're incorporated in New York City, and they are the chief supplier of cabinet members for the president, regardless of whether a Democrat or a Republican's in the White House. And their number one agenda is the formation of a world government, which we've seen unfolding over the years. It started, you know, with the Paris Peace Conference of 1919, when their people, the people associated with the founding of the Council on Foreign Relations, tried to push through the League of Nations, which we didn't join. And when we didn't join the League of Nations, they decided to found the Council on Foreign Relations in America to start the process of persuading Americans that we should be in world government. And of course, after World War II, they succeeded in pushing across the UN, which was their invention. And these are all steps along with the European Union and the forthcoming North American Union that's coming out of NAFTA to ultimately create a world government, which anyone who investigates will quickly learn would be a world tyranny.
No question at all. And the first, what I think most people have really missed talking about the Council on Foreign Relations was the spiritual forces behind the people who created this organization dedicated to world government. And what people have to understand is both John McCain and Obama are dedicated to world government. They're both globalists. They don't talk about the issue because their loyalty is not to America, but to this internationalist dream. John McCain's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Certainly Obama is surrounded by people who are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Obama's sort of a wannabe, and probably he'll be become a member if whether he wins or loses after he's very, very prominent. But what's wrong with the world government, James? I mean, wouldn't it be better if we could just live in peace and do away with war? Isn't that the idea?
Well, it's interesting. If you go through the Council on Foreign Relations publications and those of allied organizations, they've always used a phrase, peace and prosperity. They say, you know, if we will be more prosperous and we'll have more peace, although you find that these guys who are calling the shots have never brought us either one. It's interesting that the North American Union has been introduced as the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Instead of saying peace and prosperity, they now say security and prosperity, because people now perceive that the threat is not so much war now as it is terrorism. So they replaced peace with security, but they're still promising us the same things. But what's wrong with it? Well, take a look at NAFTA. We've been drained of jobs. Our trade deficit skyrockets to new highs every year. And not only that, but anybody who does a little research will find that NAFTA is just a stepping stone towards a North American Union, where we'd have a North American ID card. We'd be modeled after the European Union. Our currency would be changed to the Amero, a common monetary unit for North America, just as they have the euro in Europe. And, of course, this is not mandated by the American people. You know, it wasn't people sitting around at barbershops who called their, said, hey, let's call a congressman and say we should have a union with the Canadians and Mexicans. This is being pushed on us from above, unmandated by the American people.
And, of course, what people have really missed and don't understand is that we've had nothing but wars since these people, you know, started talking about bringing about world peace. People do not understand it was this same mentality that created the First World War, that brought America into the First World War, that created the Second World War and the Vietnam War and the Korean War. These people create wars to bring peace. Perpetual war brings perpetual peace is what it's all about. When are the American people going to wake up? We don't want a war with Iran. We're going to get one.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
And an emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, James Perloff, author of the book Shadows of Power, which we just got back in print in stock since it's just been reprinted. But over 100,000 copies out there, 20 years, it's still in print, because it's such a great summary of the Council on Foreign Relations. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the organization, James? Why should we be concerned about it? After all, I mean, everybody wants peace, everybody wants prosperity, and these people are really looking after our best interests, or are they?
Well, certainly not, and they have dominated American foreign policy for the last 80, 90 years now, and you certainly don't want one group, especially one that has this loyalty to multinational corporations and an international power structure rather than the American people themselves. Before the break, you were talking about wars.
Yes.
And a lot of people still don't know the story behind the headline story to those wars. So why don't we just touch briefly, if you go to thenewamerican.com, I write for the New American Magazine, you'll find my articles on Pearl Harbor there. It's well documented that the American government had foreknowledge of the Pearl Harbor attack through decodings of Japanese naval and diplomatic intercepts, as well as personal warnings that were given to our President Franklin D. Roosevelt, as well as the Army Chief of Staff George Marshall. You'd mentioned World War One. We were certainly brought into World War One through intrigue, by which the ship Lusitania, a British ship traveling from America to Britain with American passengers on board, was brought directly into the zone off of Ireland, where a submarine, the U-20, was known to be waiting. The ship was loaded to the gills with munitions, which is why the Germans torpedoed it, but we were told that it was just an innocent passenger ship. Or you go up to the Korean War, and Korean War started in 1950 when Kim Il-sung sent his troops to invade South Korea from the north, but most people don't know, why was there a North Korean communist regime to start with? And it was actually our idea that Korea be divided into a trusteeship after World War II had been under Japan's control, and we said, let's divide it into North and South and give the North to Stalin. That was our idea. If we had not proposed that at the Big Three conferences attended by Churchill, Stalin, and FDR, there wouldn't have been any communist regime and no Korean War without American diplomacy creating that. You can thank the Council on Foreign Relations for that war. And then how about the Vietnam War? Some of our listeners are probably familiar with Admiral James Stockdale, who received the Congressional Medal of Honor. He was stationed in the Tonkin Gulf at the time of the alleged attack, which led to the Tonkin Gulf Resolution, which then empowered the president to intervene in Vietnam. He said after 1.5 hours of overflight, he said there were definitely no Vietnamese boats anywhere in the vicinity of the destroyers that were allegedly attacked, and then bring it up to the war in Iraq.
Well, let me just, for our listeners, he was a pilot. He was flying of the Gulf of Tonkin that day, and he said there was no attack at all. It was all feigned, and 58,000 American boys died for absolutely nothing. And where is the outrage? Why, there is no outrage. That was a long time ago. No, same people, same forces in control,
same people,
of our government today. Go ahead, James.
Same organization. And why is there no outrage? And the reason there's no outrage, Stan, is because not enough people are listening to your show. because the media, from the New York Times to CNN to Time Magazine, is run by the same people who are calling the shots on our government. If you look at the Council on Foreign Relations, you see they're heavily interlocked with the boards of directors and the top editors of the major media. In fact, our major media, you know, it's funny, you know, a person can go online and see a news story on America Online, and maybe he turns on his TV and he sees the same story on CNN, and then later he gets his Time Magazine and he thinks, well, I've had the same story in Time Magazine. It's been confirmed by three independent sources. Well, you know what? America Online, CNN, and Time Magazine are owned by a single corporation, Time Warner. We have about 12 corporations running all the major media in this country, and the major media, those 12 corporations, interlock through organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations. So you think we've got a diverse media from all these different outlets. We do not. And so we get a uniform viewpoint that never tells us the story behind the story.
Amen to that. And it's so important people understand that our access to news is controlled. In fact, up until about 10 years ago, you never read about the Council on Foreign Relations in the media. Now, of course, they've decided to bring it forward, and you can see articles there all the time. But for years, I researched this. I even put out money to research the communist publications. You'd think, my goodness, if anybody was going to talk about this military-industrial complex, it would be the communists, and even the communist publications. Of course, what people don't understand is they're financed by the same people that finance the Council on Foreign Relations, but even they wouldn't talk about the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission of the Bilderbergers. And they still don't, as a matter of fact. In the media today, you can get articles on the CFR, and they put out press releases, things of that sort. And yet there are other organizations that are branches of that, like the Bilderbergers, you'll never see mentioned in the public media today. You can find out it on the Internet. You can verify what James is saying. But for the average individual who reads the average newspaper and listens to the establishment television network, why, of course, it's almost as if these organizations don't exist. And yet there's a power elite that takes us from war to war to war. And we're on the verge of another major war in the Middle East today. And I wonder how many of you have heard about the two new naval task force actually moving into the Persian Gulf at the present time. Why two? We've already got two there, and all the new forces that are moving into the Mediterranean in preparation for what? Why, we're not going to go to war. Our leaders are doing everything they can to work out a peaceful settlement, or are they? Well, understand, of course, that war is brewing in the Caucasus region as well, with Russia threatening to go to war with Georgia. And yet, of course, who's funded communism since its inception? Who drilled the oil and natural gas wells for the communists? Why, we did. The best enemy money could buy. And, of course, those of you who haven't seen our little pamphlet on the Communist Capitalist Alliance need to get it, along with a copy of James' book, which we do carry, The Shadows of Power. Well, James, certainly you've been talking about the CFR for a long time, many years. Do you think the average American has any idea of this power structure that controls both political parties?
I would say that most Americans, unless they've been doing some research, have never even heard of the Council on Foreign Relations, doesn't know it exists. And they assume that we, the people, are in charge and that somehow we're calling the shots. That's the image we get, image of the democratic process, and, you know, we elect our leaders, and therefore we, the people, are empowered. But actually, our leaders are picked and then packaged by the media. Just to give an example of that, Jimmy Carter, he ran for president, of course, was elected in 76. But, you know, 7 months before the Democratic nominating convention, only 3% of Democrats polled favored Jimmy Carter. Nobody even heard of the guy. But then all of a sudden, the New York Times is running puff pieces on him. And the Wall Street Journal says he's the best Democratic candidate, and he's featured every night on the major TV networks, and Time Magazine puts him on their cover three times. And this all followed a meeting between Jimmy Carter and Zbigniew Brzezinski and David Rockefeller, Rockefeller's Tarrytown, New York estate, where he got picked. Then he was packaged, and the American people may say, well, I want Jimmy Carter for president, but who really made that decision for them? They were fed his image by the media again and again. That's really true for just about all the major party candidates going back a few decades now.
And the same is true with Obama. I mean, who ever heard of Obama? He was created, you know, a first-term senator from Illinois, of course, created, promoted, backed, and I believe, of course, backed to lose, because, of course, and because he has to be terribly bad, because McCain is so bad that the only way people would vote for McCain is when they find out all the dirt that's going to be brought out about Obama before the election comes forward. So understand, we are manipulated. They give us two candidates. They control both of them. If Obama were to accidentally win, well, he's surrounded by members of the Council on Foreign Relations. His chief foreign policy advisor is a man named Zbigniew Brzezinski. Why, he was a foreign policy advisor for Jimmy Carter, you know, 34 years ago, I think. Well, almost that long ago. Anyway, a long time ago. And almost 29 years ago, 30 years ago. And but of course, Brzezinski is simply a front for David Rockefeller, who's the man who really runs our country, always has. The Rockefeller family really is the richest family in this country, but they're going to point to Buffett and Bill Gates. Oh, they're the richest people in America. Well, if you believe that, you've just been watching too much television and listening to Rush Limbaugh for too long. Rush is very close to the Rockefeller establishment, which is why, of course, he will talk down and attack and belittle and demonize anybody who dares call his program and raise the thought that there might be a Council on Foreign Relations out there that is really makes mockery of our electoral process. Well, James, certainly, as you know, is trying to get this information out. And, you know, you wrote the book 20 years ago. Has anything changed?
No, I think we're just headed in this. We've got more of the same. We're headed in the same direction. We see that the common market and they didn't have the European Union when I wrote the book, but they had the European Parliament, and all the signs said that they're going to head into a union, and we've seen that happen. And now the same is being planned, of course, for North America. As we're saying, they're planning a North America union. And all these regional governments are simply stepping stones towards a final New World Order. Zbigniew Brzezinski himself said that regionalization is a step towards world government, which says that you can't do it in one swoop, so you have to do it step by step. And that's what we have unfolding. It's the same goal, world government. That has not changed.
And, of course, what they've done is they've united Europe. People of Europe don't want it. They keep voting it down, but that doesn't matter. They don't care what the people want. The elite know what's better, don't they? And
right.
The same thing here in America. You know, the American people don't want to give up our sovereignty to a North American Union, but the elite are going to do it. No matter what we wanted, this is not even mentioned by either Obama and or McCain, because they're both part and parcel of the same movement. And they're uniting South America, they're uniting Africa, they're uniting Asia, they're uniting the Pacific Rim nations. And then when they have all of these nations that have given up their sovereignty in the name of trade and free trade and prosperity, then they can unite them all together into this wonderful world government with a new world religion and a new world leader. Okay. So anyway, go ahead, James.
You've really said it all, and that, of course, is going to be a tyranny. There's no doubt about it. You can see that the nations of Europe, countries like Spain and England were once mighty empires, and year by year we see them being reduced to province status within the European Union, and that's what they want. They don't want any strong nation within the framework of world government. I think that's one reason, by the way, why they're just deindustrializing the USA through job transfer and flooding us with cheap imports and forcing us to abide by environmental regulations that other countries don't. They want a weak America. They don't want a strong America. They don't want any strong country within this hierarchy of world government. And you know who's going to run that world government at the end. I don't have to tell you his name.
Well, of course, basically, of course, you had to have a First World War to bring about world government. If that failed, you had to have a Second World War to bring about world government. And that's why they want a Third World War, to bring about the world government. And, of course, in this war, they're going to destroy the remnants of our army. Our army is really already sick. It'll take 10 years ever to rebuild it. But they'll destroy pretty well the remnants of our army, the remnants of our air force, the remnants of our navy. It's going to be a terrible, terrible war. And certainly the war with the Muslim world, I believe, is only a stepping stone to a major world war. After all, we've built up the military potential of both communist China and communist Russia. Why would we build up their military potential unless we intended to have a war with them? Just as we built up the military potential of both Germany and Japan before the Second World War, so we could have a horrible, bloody war with them, you know, with almost 60 million people killed, and I hate to think how many countless hundreds of millions will die in this coming world war. And the flotillas are moving towards the first Gulf this morning, but you're not going to hear that from Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. We'll be right back with James Perloff here at the American Freedom Network.
Be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, James Perloff. And James, before we go on, do you have a website or anything of the sort you'd like to get out?
Well, thanks for the opportunity to say that. Actually, I had a website called refugebooks.com, but don't bother writing that down. Turned out that the servers that where the hosting company took my website down after I paid them for a three-year package, and they did the same deal with a lot of other people, so I was scammed out of my money, and now my website's down, but I'll get it back up there. But I don't have a website right now.
Well, James has written several other books on Darwin, which we carry both of them, so but you're going to have to remind me of the titles of them.
Yes, I have my books on creation versus evolution. One is called The Case Against Darwin,
right,
and the other is called Tornado in a Junkyard. And those are widely available through Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Christian book distributors. And you actually carry my books too, right?
We sure do. We think they're very important. They're the key books in our armamentarium to try to educate people about the evolution scam. Well, certainly our guest is James Perloff. His book, Shadows of Power, is available through my ministry because we think it's important. We want a book that's easy to read so you can understand how the Council on Foreign Relations works behind the scenes. And is it still published by Western Islands?
It is.
All right. Well, I'm glad they're keeping it in print because it's an excellent source of information. Now, it is so difficult for people to believe that the whole electoral process is a scam. That every 4 years they run candidates on the Republican Party ticket and the Democrat Party ticket, and then we go to the polls and we vote for the candidate of their choice. But that's how the game is really played. And of course, the fact that there are other people running, like Chuck Baldwin running for the Constitution Party, he's never even mentioned. Why? Because if people knew what he stood for, he stands for basically the things that Congressman Ron Paul does. He's running on Ron Paul's ticket. Why, of course, they would flock to that, because this is what people want. They want to restrict the power of government. They want to be free. They want to maintain our national sovereignty. They want to stop illegal immigration. They want the government to get off their backs and out of their pocketbooks. So a candidate who talks about those things will never be mentioned, not included in any debates, because, of course, they don't want us to have a choice. They want us to go to the polls every 4 years and throw the rascals out, but nothing's going to change. In fact,
no rascals.
It comes from, as you well know, from Professor Quigley on pages 12, 47, and 48 of his classic book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. Only he thought the hope was these elitists, and I think they're the cause of so many of the problems we're having today. Well, Cindy, what are the economic policies of the Council on Foreign Relations? We've talked about their political policy, the idea of creating this world government, and what few people understand is they also want this new world religion. But what about their economic policies? How do they fit into what's going on today?
Well, a couple of things we could mention on economics. Of course, they're very much into free trade. Of course, classic conservatives, appreciating the old arguments of Adam Smith, are often advocates of free trade, too. But when they talk about free trade, they're talking about knocking down the barriers that kept out slave labor goods from communist China and subsidized goods from socialist countries, and those are now flooding our markets and destroying American jobs. And of course, that's what they're very much into. The only people who profit from those bilateral trade agreements like the GATT or NAFTA are the guys sitting at the top of those multinational corporations that are moving their factories overseas for pennies an hour labor. But the other economic factor that we should really mention, because the players involved in creating it were the same guys who created the Council on Foreign Relations, is the Federal Reserve. A lot of people stand wonder why it is we have so much inflation, or they actually don't wonder about it because they think that inflation is inevitable. I can't put it in front of you. I'd love to show you a great graph of price levels in America. You know, from 1665 to 1910, you know, we had stable prices in America. So a dollar in the year 1900 was worth just what it was in George Washington's time. So, you know, a loaf of bread or a pair of shoes in 1900 basically cost you the same as it did 100 years earlier. But now we've had our dollar completely debauched. You know, a dollar today wouldn't buy you what 2 or 3 cents would in 1900. And where did the change come from? It came when they created the Federal Reserve in 1913, and that bank, the Federal Reserve Bank, was planned in secret when the three most powerful banking families in the world converged at J.P. Morgan's Hunting Club in Georgia, Jekyll Island. It was the Rothschilds, the Morgans, and the Rockefellers, and mapped out the legislation that would be brought forward in Congress that Woodrow Wilson signed. Now, what the Federal Reserve Bank did is it gave our government the power to create money from nothing. So if the Bechtel Corporation is promised $800 million to rebuild Iraq, they don't have to raise taxes to do that. They just have the Federal Reserve create the money electronically. We wonder why we've got inflation. Here's a good question. How come the Bush hasn't had to raise taxes to pay for this war in Iraq? He's even given us a stimulus check. Well, you know, those stimulus checks aren't assets that are being removed from the government. They're just writing out checks, creating the money from nothing, which causes inflation. That's what the Federal Reserve has been doing since its inception. It's a great profit to the banks. It's a great profit for the multinational corporations. They create money without having to raise taxes, which the politicians love because they know that raising taxes is the kiss of death at election time. But that's where our inflation is coming from. We had none for 250 years. We had nothing but inflation ever since they created the Fed. So that's another cornerstone of their economic thinking, which is always destructive.
But, James, the government tells us the core inflation rate is only 2%.
Well, so subscribe to the New American. They had a very excellent article recently showing that every administration over the last few decades has changed the way we measure inflation. For example, under Reagan, they decided that the cost of buying a home was overstating the inflation rate, so they took that out of the CPI, you know. And under each presidency, they've changed the way things are weighted in the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. So the result is we're told we've got 4% inflation when it's closer to 10% per year. Of course, that means
I think it's closer to 12 or 13.
Yeah, probably more. I've heard 12 also. So what happens is people on Social Security, they might get a 3 or 4% cost of living increase, but the true rate of inflation is about 10. So those people, after a few years, they're getting half the money that they need.
And I think people have to understand the government's lying. They have a method of calculating inflation, which is called hedonics, H-E-D-O-N-I-C-S, which means they lie. And, of course, they cook the books. And inflation rates, at least according to Shadow Statistics and John Williams, and I recommend that website to you, real inflation rate is over 12% now. The unemployment rate is about 12 to 13%. The M3, which the government refuses to print it now, because they don't want you to know what they're doing, that they're robbing you of your future, the value of your insurance policy. You got an insurance policy going down 12% a year. And with M3, of course, running 16 to 18%, it's really going, a year from now, inflation will be 16 to 18%. And, of course, they're robbing you of your pensions. They're robbing you of your savings. They're robbing you of the value of your annuities. And where is the outcry from the people? Why, my goodness, the government says core inflation, whatever that is only 2%, about 2.1%. And if you believe that, you probably believe that, you know, there's more than a dime's worth of difference between Obama and John McCain. Well, anyway, I think it's so important people understand what is really going on. We'll open up our lines if you have a question for James. 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Right here.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, James Perloff. If you have a question for James about this group, this shadowy group, which works behind the scenes and makes mockery of our electoral process, that buys and sells congressmen, and certainly many of our members of Congress and senators belong to the Council on Foreign Relations, but they're not going to tell you about that. They're not going to tell you where the real loyalty lies. So our number, if you'd like to call in, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. So many of our presidents have come from the Council on Foreign Relations or their ancillary organizations. If they don't belong, as John McCain does, of course, then, of course, they are surrounded by people from the Council, as Ronald Reagan was, certainly George Bush, who succeeded him as president and really ran the presidency. Ronald Reagan came from the CFR, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission. He's a real journalist. He's also head of the CIA, certainly the Murder Incorporated, working in the shadows of our government. But people don't equate that with George Herbert Walker Bush. I mean, he looked like such a nice gentleman. But they always have. Of course, Bill Clinton came from the Council on Foreign Relations. Jimmy Carter came from the CFR. In fact, almost half of our presidents come from the CFR. The other half are controlled by the CFR and surrounded by their representatives. So, James, how are we going to change this? I mean, what can be done? You've got a power structure. These people control the wealth of our nation. These people control the Central Intelligence Agency. These are the people who are supervising the fact that they're listening to all of our telephone conversations through Echelon and reading our emails and reading our faxes, not only here but everybody in the world. They're monitoring everything. How can we possibly oppose something that is this powerful, that's even been able to keep this secret from American people? Most people have never heard of Project Echelon, which they monitor and watch everything we do.
Are you saying we're outnumbered?
Yeah. Well, I didn't say that. I said, how are we going to oppose them?
You do what you can, and, many of us, of course, are awaiting the return of the Lord Jesus Christ when everything will be set right. But in the meantime, you do what you can. I'm not a huge fan of the movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, but there was a line in there about the only causes worth fighting for are the lost causes, and God wants us to do what we can. And so that involves starting with prayer and then doing what we can to spread information to our neighbors. And, of course, I've tried to do that, as you're trying to do it, through publications and through the media we are allowed to speak through. And so we do what we can, and we try to support our local businesses over multinational corporations. We try to vote for guys like Ron Paul, who are anti-establishment. We do what we can. We realize how heavily the odds are stacked against us, but they won't be stacked against us in the end.
Amen to that. And, Chris, you know, Ron Paul got 25% of the Republican vote in Idaho. Not a word about that in the media. He really run, of course, the caucuses in Nevada, so they suspended the caucuses because they couldn't have him having a delegation at the convention. The same thing happened in large part in the state of Washington. You're not hearing about these things. There's a tremendous groundswell of support for traditional American values, our Constitution, and our sovereignty of this country. And the fact that most people are not hearing what's going on, simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. But there is, and certainly it's not just in the Republican Party, an awful lot of Democrats. I supported the things that Ron Paul stood for, and certainly if he had an opportunity for fair votes and fair coverage, why, of course, he would have had a profound impact on what's going on. But you see, they rigged the situation. They want to give you the idea that we have a choice. And then, of course, in Nevada and Washington, why, of course, where the people did have a choice, why, then, of course, they rigged the convention so that Ron Paul's delegates will not be heard. Well, in fact, in Nevada, they just turned the lights out and locked the doors, you know, so to get people out. They just suspended the meeting when it looked like Ron Paul was going to have the Nevada delegation to the Republican convention supporting him. This is the way the game is played. They win, we lose. But it's about time people understood that we are the force. There are not that many of them. And, of course, they live a lie. There's an elite. They want a feudal system. They'll be the feudal lords. We'll be the serfs. James, you've done an awful lot of work through the years, and I want you to know I appreciate what you've done. I think your article on Pearl Harbor is one of the finest articles I've ever read. Is that available in reprints, or do you offer that?
The original hard copy no longer is in print, but you can go to thenewamerican.com and the website of the New American Magazine, and that is online in its archives. And you can download it, print it out there, and that goes into a great deal of detail about the information that was fed to Washington prior to the Pearl Harbor attack.
And that, of course, is James Perloff, P-E-R-L-O-F-F, and that would be the New American Magazine. It is so important to know that they knew the attack was coming. I know that because I went back to Sterling Library at Yale and got copies of Secretary of War Stimson's diary, and there he said he was at the White House on the 25th of November, and the president said the attack will probably come next Monday. We're expecting the attack next Monday. But they didn't tell the people at Pearl Harbor the attack was coming, and when they tried to put the fleet to sea, why, of course, they were ordered back. Why? Because they wanted to target. They wanted a lot of dead bodies, and they could rally the people behind the government, just as, and I fear, you know, with the coming war with Iran, why, of course, Iran will respond after they've been attacked by Israel, and they will respond against America, and then we can rally the American people behind the government. Look, the Iranians killed American people. They're wicked. We've got to kill the Iranians. They're building 320,000 or digging 320,000 graves in Iran as I speak. Look up on the Internet. You'll see it there. Iran, 320,000 graves. Is it true? If it's true, get out on the street corners and start yelling. Don't you understand it's all contrived? Help us get the word out. Get people listening to our programs. Get them reading James Perloff's excellent books on, and certainly Shadows of Power is the one that we're talking about this morning, but his other books on evolution. A Tornado in the Junkyard, certainly one of my favorites. God bless you, James. We've got to get you on the other programs, too. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Here's your chance to make KHNC Radio the best it can be. Become a part of our team. KHNC is looking to expand their sales staff. If you're an experienced commission-only salesperson with a proven track record and are creative, have drive and the ability to work independently, send us your resume now. Fax is 970-587-5450 or mail at P.O. Box 1750 Johnstown 80534. That's 970-587-5450. No phone calls, please.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with James Perloff. His book, Shadows of Power, is the best book we have available on the Council on Foreign Relations, and I certainly recommend it to you. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, as I mentioned, we're moving dozens of our warships into the Persian Gulf, into the Mediterranean, in preparation for something. Are they preparing for a war with Iran? Is that war coming? Certainly we know that in the Caucasus today, Russia is mobilizing for war. And, of course, the Georgian government has attacked the breakaway republic there that is being backed by Russia. The world is on the verge of a major cataclysmic changes, and the American people have no grasp of what's going on. Well, we do hope that many of you out there will understand that behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces, because, of course, this is a spiritual battle being fought in an effort to bring about the world government and the world religion and install a new world leader. And, of course, if you'd like to get my material, certainly my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is essential reading. If you haven't read it or seen the DVD, you need to. And then, of course, our talk on the forbidden secret, because there is a secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years, and it was never mentioned. Why? Well, it was known, of course, to the rulers, was known to the philosophers, to Plato and to Aristotle, and to their student, Alexander the Great. It's been known. It's certainly so many of the people in key positions and military leaders, but it could never be known to the public. Because if you access a secret, you would have hidden power. And now, of course, it's being brought forward at this time in history for the first time in 5,000 years. It is being brought forward. And you can read about it in Rhonda Byrne's book, The Secret. You can watch her DVD, The Secret. Sold millions of copies throughout the world, and they're introducing people to the secret, and that you can harness the genie who will give you whatever you want if you just apply the law of attraction. But of course, what they don't tell you is it will cost you your eternal soul, because of course what they're doing is tapping into the supernatural power that comes from the other dimension. And of course the genie is Lucifer, but he's not your servant, ladies and gentlemen. You claim his power, and you become his servant throughout all eternity. Oh, I suggest you read their material and then listen to my talk on the forbidden secret and my talk on the secret knowledge. Both talks are available through Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest the DVD, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. And there you'll hear a high-ranking Mason saying, you know, 50 years ago, we never would have talked about these things. Why? Because 50 years ago, of course, they were afraid that people would find out that they were involved in a Luciferian religion. And of course, that was bad. But today, why, of course, they are so close to the accomplishment of their goal, they think there's nothing you can do about it. And so they're bringing this information out. and to the Masons and to Rhonda Burns and to the Lucius Trust and to the Theosophists. And they all even have websites, the Rosicrucians and all of these covert organizations, the Council on Foreign Relations coming forward. Why? Because his foundation is in the occult. Our website, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Get our information. Help us to get it out. We're in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry, there's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days.